So Ciarán, a lot of what we talked about over the spring and into the summer was consistency of performance. You've now put up two big performances in the championship, so it's certainly a box ticked, I think, at this stage in the year.
Yeah, look, it was something we spoke about a lot earlier in the year, and we saw that, as I said, too many times. From game to game, we were lacking consistency and within games. But look, yeah, we're delighted with the two performances we've had. They gave us two great results, unexpected in both occasions, and we being underdogs. But look, that's they're over. It's all about the next game, and we're only as good as the next game.
How would you describe the change in I suppose, the mood around the squad when you've had those two big performances?
Well, I think it has been progressive. I mean, we had a positive Munster League campaign where we used a lot of, or utilised or blooded, whatever we want to call it, a lot of new players. And that guys showed their hand and put up their hand for a jersey for the National League. And we enabled them to get that jersey in National League, and guys put up their hand in the National League and then turned and led on to the Championship. So I think it's been an evolving process in terms of consistency and in terms of those performances.
And process is a word you've used quite a bit before as well, Ciarán, because the process of your term last year onto this year, how much of so far success of this year is based on the learnings of last year?
I mean, it's a combination of things. It's last year, first year in charge, new panel of players, new backroom team, everybody is coming together in November, and 6 weeks later you're playing matches. So that takes a while to settle in, and you're bringing roughly 50 people together for the first time, between players and backroom, and 6 or 8 weeks, and take out 2 weeks of Christmas, next thing all of a sudden you're in the National League. So that poses its own challenges, and National League is so competitive now. And the like championship matches, and they're over, and suddenly you find yourself in a relegation final like we did, and a few weeks back to the club, next thing all of a sudden you're playing Tipperary and Tullamore. So it comes around fairly fast. And
so in that sense, would you say that last year was such a baptism of fire that you certainly went into this year with, like, and I know we would have talked about when you got the job you had your eyes wide open, having been involved before, but certainly this year, was there that big difference?
Well, I mean, you excuse me, as I keep saying, we're only as good as our next game. But once we went out of the championship last year, it was July, then obviously you have a review of what happened the year before, or the previous 6 or 8 months. You have the learnings from that, and you have from July to prepare for next year. So you have a 7 month lead in, plus the learnings of the year before, or the previous 6 or 7 months. You compare that to your first year in, and you have 6 weeks, 7 weeks. So it's apples and oranges, you know.
Yeah, and I know the day of the Wexford match last year, I was speaking to Pat Ryan after the match, you know, you're trying to, in the disappointment of it all, you're trying to find the positives. And I remember talking to him that day about Mark Coleman and Shane Kingston coming into the match that day, you know, young blood for the future. And it's almost like, God, if we knew what was to come from just those two players. But generally, like, it was, I suppose that day, we couldn't have expected what they would offer this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, well, so to start, and going back, as you said, the start of the two-year campaign, we had 1-21 in our panel, and we took a decision after last year to change that a fair bit, and we brought 12 in. We have 21s now on our training panel, and those lads worked hard behind the scenes for a while before they made a training panel. And they've been great, and not just those two, but many others as well, like Luke Mead and Darren Fitzgibbon and Michael O'Halloran, David Griffin, Robbie Flynn. There are many 19-year-olds, and Colin Splann, who's a little bit older. But I think the most positive thing for us this year is the performance and the of the senior players, and the leadership that they've shown, because those new lads will follow. They'll follow, but the old fellas have to lead, and they're doing that.
But I guess what I'm getting at is Ciarán, that within your camp, you knew the long-term plan. And was it frustrating then, or hard to hear, you know, so many questions being asked of what was going on with Cork hurling, when, you know, you're looking at the bigger picture, perhaps?
I mean, that goes with the territory. I mean, like, look, there's only 6 inches, as I say, between a pat on the back and the other one. So, and that's part and parcel of the job. We knew that going in. It is easy to say it now, but while all the criticism and all those questions were being asked, these lads were working away in a development panel for 18 months ago. We had 14 guys in the development panel working to see how many could come through for the 2017 campaign, and they walked away in the background. They weren't even part of our training panel last year. But that's something, look, you're just doing it, and if it works, it works. And if you get one player out of it or 10, great. And if you get none, you get none. But that's part and parcel of it. And look, thankfully, we've got 7 or 8 out of that. I think we've got actually 9 out of that that development panel that was there 18 months ago. Walking in the background, so we're very happy with that.
Yeah. And obviously those changes to your backroom team as well, Kieran, like Pat taking the coach, and John getting involved as selector, but Gary Keegan's effect, I've often wondered about it, because you see the lads hurling with a freedom and a confidence it seems to be new this year. Is that coming from Gary's involvement?
We've met Gary a few times, yeah, absolutely. Gary's met us a few times as a group, but Pat has taken on the hurling coaching this year, and John Myler, I think that was a very important link because of the number of 21s we were bringing into the panel to have the consistency from the two groups, because with 12 of them on your panel, they're nearly all John's team is training with us, and he's a bit of access to him when he's training with us, so we thought that link was important. Obviously Pat getting involved, worked a huge amount on hurling coaching, but when you have a lot of new guys like that, they tend to play with freedom and they just go and play as they see it. It's not tactical, they don't complicate it, they just play it as they see it, and they're enjoying it, and I think that's part and parcel. They do what they're good at if they enjoy it, and I think they're enjoying it, and so far so good, and they seem to be enjoying it, so that we're happy with, and hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah, but how big is Gary's role in that psychological preparation of the team?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we met Gary a few times. Only lads can only set up for themselves, but at the end of the day, it's what happens on the field of play that matters, you know.
Mm. So Sunday against this Clare side, what do you expect of their hurling?
Well, I mean, everybody knows how good Clare are, and they've proven that over the last number of years. As far as we're concerned, Clare are favourites going into Sunday. From what we hear, they consider themselves favourites as well, and that's totally understandable. And I'd say that they would have been quite happy when we beat Tipperary, and I'd say even happier when we beat Waterford, that they were facing us instead of either of those two. And we know they're a very, very potent team. They have full selection, they're playing a lovely brand of hurling, and we know this is a massive test for us on Sunday.
You play a lovely brand of hurling too, and you know, having beaten Tipperary and Waterford, you have to be considered favourites in my book, certainly, Kieran.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't look at it that way. I think the only time we've been favourites this year, up to maybe you selling me debt there now, was for relegation. We were favourites for relegation Ireland the year, all right. And I think that's the only time I've heard us being mentioned as favourites since the campaign started. So it is interesting to see we're favourites now when we were, I think, rank outsiders for this. Just 8-10 weeks ago, we were the outsiders for the Munster Championship, never mind anything else.
Yeah, your third favourites now for the All-Ireland and everything, or something like it. It's crazy. Isn't it amazing, like, the way, what, 140 minutes of hurling will change perspectives?
It will, and it's a bit crazy, and like, we wouldn't get carried away with that or buy into that, because I mean, our biggest game is our next game, and simple as, and it's the biggest game we'll ever play is the next one we play, and that happens to be Sunday against a really, really good team. And if we don't perform better than we did against Waterford, we ain't going to get a result, as simple as that.
And are you confident that the players have that mindset as well, and they will take nothing for granted? Because you wouldn't blame them for taking so much confidence from the last two games, that they have to feel good about things.
Well, I think taking confidence from it is a positive thing, and feeding off that confidence, and feeding off the support we've got from the Cork public at those two games. But feeding it in a positive way, not in a way that facilitates any complacency, because that's very, very dangerous, and we haven't earned the right. We've won two championship games, that's all we've done, we've won nothing. We haven't earned the right to be complacent against anybody, and or to be favourites, in my view, against anybody. And until such time as if and when we ever win something, we certainly wouldn't be favourites in our books, you know.
This will be a very hard won Munster title, though, if you can do it on Sunday, and like, the Munster Championship has been excellent to date, but how would you describe the hunger levels for the title on Sunday?
I think anybody playing in a Munster final, Cork have only won one Munster title since 2006, so those medals are hard to come by. And anybody playing in a Munster final, Clare haven't won one since 1998. So it's a huge occasion. Anybody playing in it will want to perform firstly and see where that takes them. And that's all we're looking at. We haven't spoken about it being a Munster final. We haven't spoken about winning or losing. We haven't spoken anything like that. We're just focusing on the game, and it's the next game, and that's all we're focusing on.
Really? So you don't even have to kind of say, lads, like, not that you have to say it, but you don't choose to talk about what's at stake here?
And I'm not just saying this, I'm talking to you on the radio. We haven't mentioned the fact that it's the final, not once in our camp, and we don't intend to do so.
Because, I'll be honest, it's surprising to get to speak to a management team 4 days out from a final as well. You know, it would suggest that there's a real, confidence but relaxed atmosphere around this game. Is that fair to say?
Well, I mean, like, I don't see why we wouldn't. If I'm speaking to you, I'd be sitting down at home. so I don't see why we shouldn't. But as I say, we're just concentrating on the game to try and put in a performance again. We're not thinking about finals or anything like that. And I spoke to you more about it than I have for the last 3 weeks to anyone. Are certainly haven't in the dressing room. It's our next game, and that's it.
And the occasion on Sunday will be buoyed as well by the Miners, Kieran, and they've had a phenomenal week already, despite what happened Sunday, really.
Yeah, I was at both games in Tullis last week and in Parky Ring the other night, and it was fantastic. It's great to see them there. We're delighted that they're there. It'll bring added more Cork support, in particular when Clare have both teams there as well. So, and it's great to see the Miners there for the first time, I think, since 2008. So we're delighted that they'll be part of it, and we wish them, from our camp, we wish them the very best of luck.
And obviously, you know, you've already got recent Miners in your side, Kieran, but Dennis Ring has talked about how supportive you have been in the Miners for the last couple of weeks as well. Like, it has to be given the attention it deserves.
Yeah, I mean, like, make no bones about it. I think we have fantastic hurlers between 14 and 20 in Cork, and the fact that we haven't had success doesn't mean we haven't good players. And Kerry showed that over the years, where they're winning All Ireland seniors and just getting a player or two from minor teams that weren't successful. And just because a team is successful at minor level doesn't mean they're all going and play senior. So we've tried to do that, and Dennis has had a great run this year, albeit no different to us. They haven't won anything yet. But they've been very, very unlucky in the last couple of years not to have some silverware. So we're watching their players with interest to see who's working with them and working hard with them, and we take a personal interest in what they do, and I do with Dennis, and as we do with the Cork 21s, because it's not about Dennis or John Moyler or myself or about these players. It's about Cork hurling and anything we can do to help each other for Cork hurling. That's really the role. It's not about me or any of those guys or even the players there at the moment. It is about them now, but there's an eye on, obviously, about Cork hurling as well and its development immediately and in particular into the future.
Mm. What about the energy around Cork at the minute? And you saw it firsthand Monday night in Parky Ring when 8,000 strong crowd. It's brilliant, and it's been a real turnaround, I suppose, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's great. I mean, again, we don't bring that into our camp. And talking to you about it, I mean, it's fantastic to see the crowd at the minor game the other night. That's no different to the crowds that have supported us. Like, and in particular, I would really, really, I suppose, acknowledge the crowd that came to the Tipperary game, because most of those people travelled in hope and confidence. People came to Waterford game, obviously, because we wouldn't be there if we didn't win the first one, obviously. But I think a lot of people came to the Tipperary game in hope and confidence, but came out in hope more than confidence, but came out in their thousands to support Cork. And the atmosphere when our lads were walking around behind the band, around the front of the Cork supporters, was just a joy to watch and to make the hair stand in the back of your head. Mm. It was fantastic, and no doubt they'll be the same on Sunday.
Yeah. The measured approach you're taking, Kieran, at all times when I speak to you, is that your own personality, or is it something as a management team you've noted to kind of take on this year?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know, it's probably a bit of both, but I mean, that's the way we approach things. Like, we try to keep things grounded within our own camp, try and keep things that negativity out of our camp, focus on what we can control and not focus on what we can't control. And a lot of talk about things going on outside and whatever, and whilst we the lads will feed off that support on Sunday, but I'm not one for focusing on external things that are outside of my control. I think we've enough to worry and try and get right within our own camp than to focus on anything outside the camp.
So if you weren't Cork manager, how would you feel about Cork beating Clare on Sunday?
It wouldn't matter where I was, I'd be supporting Cork to beat Clare, beat anyone for that matter. But as I say, look, we're not looking beyond trying to be the best we can on Sunday and see where that takes us, you know.
The very best of luck to you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Now, Cork defender Christopher Joyce, looking forward to a Munster final. How have things been the last couple of weeks for you in the camp?
I suppose we're just looking at it the same as every other game this year. You know, it's the next game, it's the most important game of the year. Just getting back to training and training hard and, as I said, doing the same thing we've been doing all year.
But when you beat Tipperary and then you followed up with that sort of a performance against Waterford, there must be a change in how things are in the camper.
No, look, again, I suppose there's not really. Like, as I said, we always focus on the next game. No matter what game the next game is, it's the most important game. There's no point looking back at the last two games. No, we've absolutely nothing to show for it. Yes, we're in a Munster final, but we have nothing besides that. So we park those two games and basically we have to do the same thing. We need to train hard to get the same performance like we did last 2 days.
I've noted after the Tipperary game that it was a very measured kind of, I won't say celebration, because you didn't celebrate after the Tipperary match, but you know, it was a very measured response. Where's that coming from?
Look, I suppose by training hard all year, you know, I think we went up to that game and we had a very strong belief that we could put a performance together. You know, we've been building that performance for the whole year. You know, we show glimpses of it in National League, in A versus B games. You know, every player in training is going really well. You know, they're showing well, they're working hard, and you know, we believed going up to that game that we could bring a performance that could trouble Tip, and on the day it clicked and it worked for us. You know, and that's what we had to do. We just had to work hard and believe in ourselves. And, you know, I think there's very strong belief in this camp.
And so what's the difference this year? Is it that belief in the camp, or is it working harder, or what is it?
I suppose it's a number of things, really. You know, I think we are working very hard in training. You know, there's been a lot of new guys in the panel that are bring huge energy to training. And I suppose the competition for places on the team, I don't think that's been there the last number of years. There's been huge competition. You know, there's been a lot of new guys that have come on this year, play a championship. And, you know, there's guys on the bench this year that played last year. So, like, I think the competition training is driving it, really.
And I'd say, you know, while the team is fairly settled now, nobody is in a position to kind of have a bad game or have a bad training session.
You know, as you said, like, we can't even have a bad training session. Like, you know, we're playing the red team versus the white team there most nights of training. And, like, if you're not tuned in training, like, you'll be taken to the cleaners and that's the thing, like, you know, so you want to keep your confidence up, you want to hurl well, and that means you're bringing your best game to training, and you're marking a guy that's doing the same, you know. So, like, you don't have time to sit back and say, dwell on your last performance, you know. We're focusing on each night. Well, I'm focusing on the next training session, not even the next game, you know, because you need to be that focused, like.
And I get the sense you've brought that back to club, because any club Cork player I've seen in club action has kind of had that endeavour as well.
But that's the thing, like, you know, you're training so hard and you're trying to show just how good you are, and guys that aren't playing, even guys that are playing, if you're playing, you want to keep the confidence up, you want to keep playing well. If you're not playing, these lads want to show, look, I'm putting their hands up for the next day to start, come on. And like, as you said, the last round of club games, I think every Cork player really performed well with their club, you know, and I think that just shows how fit lads are, or, you know, how physically well they're trained. And so it's huge confidence individually, but also to the panel.
And for you personally, Christopher, putting that injury behind you, like, I'd say it's probably the last time we spoke, either you coming back or around the time of the injury. Like, it's great to have it fully behind you.
As I said, like, it's fully behind me, you know. I feel so fresh this year, you know, and that's the most important, you know, keeping fresh, mentally and physically fresh. And I think that's the big difference this year for myself. You know, I am fresh and I'm looking forward to going training. I'm enjoying every night. And I think that's the end of the day. You're training, you need to be enjoying it. You know, and I think every guy in this panel is enjoying training this year.
And actually, now that I think of it, the last time I spoke to you was the day you beat Galway in the relegation final. Yeah. Like, that was a big day for you last year. Like, when you consider how far you've come this year off the back of that. Like.
Yeah, and I suppose that showed, you know, that we could put a performance in, but you know, there was just no consistency, like, you know. And I think that's what the main thing we're trying to do this year, you know. I think we've done back-to-back this year, we won two games, and that's great, but, you know, we want to do it again now, you know. We want to be a consistent team, we want to perform, and, you know, it's just, if you're working hard, you know, you're doing the job for the team, and that's the most important thing, is bringing that work rate there, you know. And I think the performance, we have the hurling done to take care of itself, you know, so we just need to bring the work rate.
And how much of that hunger to perform again comes from all the bad stuff that was being said about you, and people were disappointed that you weren't performing to the levels they knew you could?
Like, to be honest with you, like, I wouldn't focus a whole pile on outside of the camp, you know, and I to be honest with you, I think every player is the same, you know. Like, one day you're great, the next day you're not. So, like, I just think there's a huge belief in the camp, you know. We just stick to the camp, you know. There's a very close bunch of players there, you know. I think this year the panel has really stayed the same, you know. While other years there's guys coming in and out, this year we've stuck with the one panel, and I think that, you know, it just shows the faith they have in lads. And again, that's giving every guy confidence, you know, that you were Cork senior hurler, you know. You're not looking over your shoulder, you're a Cork senior hurler, and that's giving huge confidence. And again, it's up to us to train hard, you know. Like, people saying stuff outside of the camp is going to make no difference to us, you know. And again, it will only have a negative effect, so I don't think any of the players are focusing too much on it.
Mm. Talking about your own defensive unit then, like, you know, I draw a parallel between yourself and Cullum Spillane, I suppose, with his situation coming back from the knee injury, and you've Mark Coleman coming in then. Like, it's a really revitalised Cork defence, but at the same time you've yourself, Damien, Mark, Stephen, the mainstays, you know?
Yeah, but I suppose, like, again, we're focusing on 1-15, you know. Like, it's up to the forwards to be working hard there to make sure that the lads aren't delivering in good ball to our backline, you know. I think, like, the half backline needs to help the full backline, the midfielders need to help us, you know. So, like, at the end of the day, like, it takes 15 players to do this, to do it. Like, it's not just a back six or a forward six, you know. It takes 15 players to help everybody, and I think that's the way we're looking at it, you know. We're, like, everybody is doing a job for their team, and if that's making a selfless run, fellas are willing to do it, you know. And, like, we're getting huge help this year from the midfielders, from the half forwards. They're coming back, they're helping us, the full forward line is working. I'm sure Hoggy got a blocking and all this year. So, like, you know, that's what it is. It's just pure work rate. Like, guys want to work hard for each other, like.
Yeah. And as you said, whatever job you have to do, like, how much, we'll say, is there a difference this year on last year in how much direction you were given? Because there seems to be a freedom about your hurling this year.
I think this year, really, the main point is, you know, lads aren't afraid to go and make a mistake, you know. Like, if you have the intention to do the right thing and you don't execute it, there's nobody going to give out to you. Like, you know, if you were trying to do the right thing for the team, if you make that mistake, it's not in the back of your head saying, oh, Jesus, I made a mistake there. It's gone. It's forgotten about. It's the next ball. So I think that's a huge thing, you know, lad. And just giving the lads confidence to go and make that pass, like, you know. And I think that is one of the main things. Like, you know, there's not one player has been given out to this year for making a mistake. Like, if you're working hard for the team and you're trying to do the right thing, that's all the manager want to see, like.
Yeah, I'd say that coupled as well with the fact that you will have lads at all times running off the shoulder and maybe two or three different options.
And that's the thing, like, you know, it's not the guy with the ball responsibility. Like, it's easy for him to make the mistake, but, like, there needs to be guys taking the pressure off him. Like, it's the guy with the ball is the guy under pressure. So, if, as you said, if there's two, three guys coming off him at angles, that's releasing the pressure, like, you know. So again, that's what we need to do. You need to be off the shoulder, you need to be helping guys out. And I suppose that's one thing that we're trying to do this year, is really back each other up.
Mm. Christopher, so when was your senior championship debut?
My senior championship debut was against Offaly in 2012 in a qualifier game. So this is my fifth championship, yeah.
Yeah. So in your fifth year as a senior hurler, how much would you say a defender's role has changed? Because, you know, it's not so much about that thankless man marking job anymore. You do have to be able to make those runs, and like, the distribution of ball to the forwards is a key aspect of the game now.
Yeah, like, you know, like, as I said, like, it is changing, you know. Like, and I think every number of years it's changed, you know. Like, physicality is 1 year, next it's a running game, and, you know, you need to be able to adapt to it. And I suppose this year, like, again you have to deliver good ball in, you know. You're trying to draw out the other team, they're trying to draw you out, like. So, you know, like, it has changed from the days where you put the ball onto the edge of the square, and, you know, teams now are trying to work the ball and hold possession, and, like, that's Clare's game plan, you know, is hold possession, and they're very good at doing that. So it's up to us really to disturb that, like.
Can I ask you about the use of the sweeper last year for Cork, and what that was like to play in your defensive system, we call it?
Like, I suppose it's a thing of the past now. Like, you know, I don't see any point really even mentioning last year. It's in the past. It's forgotten about, you know. I just think we're just focusing on the next game, you know. Even the last game against Waterford is in the past now. There's no point dwelling on it too much. We have Clare to beat. It's the most important game of the year to us. And I suppose, like, we might as well keep focused on the correct things, really. Like.
But I think when you look at the past, you appreciate what you've learned from it. Because I think there's been an awful lot improved on this year, you know.
Like, I suppose at the every year, like you're when you're training, like, you know, you build that belief in the camp by training, and, you know, I think every team going into the championship believes they've done enough work. And, like, again, like, there's no point in dwelling in the past. You go in, you train hard, you get your game plan, and you believe this is what's going to work. And I think this year guys have really bought into it. You know, they've bought into the work rate, they've bought into, right, you need to be fit to play this game, you need to work hard, you need to train. And I just think you have 30 guys on the panel that have bought into it this year.
So what do you expect of Claire?
Like, Claire have shown massive consistency, I think, over the last few, even the last 2 or 3 years. You know, they've won a national league. You know, that shows great consistency. Like, you know, I think they know what their best team is. You know, they've big marquee names. Like, Amoy is going to Claire, like, we have all the work to do, really. Like, you know, I think they have to be favourites. Their game plan they've been using a lot longer than we've been trying to use our game plan, you know. So will we have the confidence to stick to our game plan, you know, if they get a point or two ahead, you know, like, so that's the difference, really. Like, you know, Claire believe in their game plan, and no matter what happens, they're going to stick to that. So, like, we have our work cut out to stop their game plan to try and implement ours. And, you know, so I really feel Claire have an advantage going in that way, that fact that they've shown a lot more consistency than us over the last number of years.
Okay, but it could be argued as well that you dictated the game against Tipperary and against Waterford, and particularly against a Waterford team that, you know, are a defensive team, maybe not as much this year, but certainly a defensive team. You've dictated matters, so your start on Sunday is very important.
Yeah, I suppose it is, like, and again, as I said, like, we're really focused on ourselves, you know, so we're not really focusing too much on the opposition, you know. We're trying to get ourselves right, and as you said, like, you have to start quick. Like, you know, we started well in the second half against Waterford last day, and, you know, I think if we can really focus in the first 10 minutes, you know, get a hole in the game, you know, and I think at that stage, then if you're getting a couple of points, confidence grows and you start to believe in yourself. And I think that's what showed in the last few games, where we right at 10, 15 minutes, we're in the game, okay, we're here, we're going to stick to the game plan. And that's the most important thing, really, is just believing in our game plan and trying to bring a performance.
I think it's the battle of the defences as well, when you consider the forward threat both teams have on Sunday. Like, I don't need to say, you played in an All-Ireland final against Shane O'Donnell and saw what he did to Cork. Like, their forward threat is quite impressive.
Yeah, and, like, you know, I wouldn't even name individuals in that forward. You know, I think every single one of those players are capable of producing great performances, even lads coming on, you know. So, like, we know we've our work cut out. They have massive players, you know. These lads have All-Ireland medals, they have league medals, you know. They're going for a Munster medal. So, like, we know we've a hard job ahead of us, you know. And at the end of the day, there's no point in focusing too much on one player when you could personally end up marking 4 or 5 players before the game is out, and they could end up making 4 or 5 changes in the forward. So, like, you need to be ready for any challenge that comes your way, really, as a unit in the back line.
Yeah, but as a Cork defender, when it comes to rivalries and other teams, because I mentioned Shane O'Donnell, like, does that play on your mind when you're coming up against Clare again then?
No, like, as I said, like, I don't really focus on the past, and I know you might think, but I don't, like, it's just the next game, like, you know. There's no point in even focusing on a win or a lose, a loss. It's in the past, and it's there for a reason. You learn from it and you move on, and that's it. Like, we moved on and we're just trying to focus on the next performance now.
And Christopher, quite a bit will be made up of the banner, the hunger that Clare have for a Munster title, you know, first Munster final, I think, in 9 years or something. But how would you counter that with the level of hunger in Cork?
Look, I think every intercounty team at the start of the year wants to win their provincial titles, they want to win All-Irelands. Like, every team is training as hard as each other, and that builds the hunger, you know. So I don't think any team is going to go into a championship not hungry for titles, you know. Both teams want to win this game, and it's up to both teams to work hard, and that's what it's going to come down to, pure work rate. And I think that shows the hunger in teams, just the work rate out there, and that's exactly what it's going to come down to, you know. Clare are a great team, and we need to try and work them at the end of the day.
And Christopher, like, sunny evening here, we're sitting chatting, sunny evening, you've been training this week, Sunday, summer hurling, Thurles, like, it doesn't get much better as a hurler to look forward to games.
No, it doesn't get much better than that, you know. Like, a sunny Munster final in Thurles, like, as a kid, these are the type of games that I used to go to, you know, and these are the games I dreamed of playing in. So, of course, you look forward to it again, but again, you're not trying to make too much of a fuss of it, you're just trying to focus as the next game. And it is the next game, you know. After I beat Waterford, I was playing Carberry with my club in the Pearshig, and that to me was the next game. I wasn't thinking about the game after. Beat Carberry, get the job done in Carberry, focus on the next game. And I suppose that's all we have to focus on, really, is it's a game. There's no point in building up in our heads. We have a job to do, and we need to make sure that we're in the position to do the job on the day.
And do you have a lot of people coming up to you this week, or do they kind of stay away from you down the club maybe? Or
I think people know I won't entertain them at this stage, you know. They do, the hardest person I'm trying to keep away from is my father. He'd ring me 10 times a day, so like he knows no one call a day for the rest of the week. But again, fellas, they only mean well, you know, at the end of the day, like, and you have to appreciate it, you know. These guys absolutely love it, you know, and they loved seeing Cork Hurling doing well. So, you know, you have to give them, like, it's no point in ignoring them, you know. You just give them their few minutes and they're happy out and they're delighted, you know. It means a lot to them, so it's great, really, you know. It's great get the reaction, get the people happy, you know.
So you treat it like any other game, Christopher, but do you get nervous at all in the lead-up?
I wouldn't say nervous, you know. Obviously you start getting the butterflies, you're looking forward to the game. At the end of the day, you're looking forward to it, you know. There's no point getting nervous, you know. You've done the work, you know. I've played a couple of games now, so I wouldn't say nervous, you know. You just want to get onto the pitch, really, you know. Like, this is a long week now, you know, you're just wishing the days away. You just want to get onto the pitch and get it going, like, really.
Yeah, the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Now ahead of the Munster final on Sunday, we speak to Cork's Daniel Kearney. Daniel, we've been here before, I suppose, preparing for a Munster final, talking to you. But this year and the way the campaign has gone for you with two fantastic games to date, how is it in camp?
It's very good, you know. There's a very good feeling going into Sunday. With no real injury concerns and everybody's fresh and hungry and looking forward to the game ahead. And you know, it's another good opportunity for all the players to showcase, you know, how good they are as a team, and everybody's looking forward to it.
And coming back from your own injury blip, now you're flying it again, you're doing alright?
Yeah, you know, it was tough there during the league. I picked up a hand injury and that kept me out for about 2 months, and then an Achilles injury, and that was another month, so injury free now, and just trying to, I suppose, work as hard as you can to get back into the team. And you know, when it comes to match day, then just to have some sort of involvement, and I suppose that's what I'm striving to do now at the moment.
Yeah, how difficult was that injury period, I suppose, kind of, especially when you're involved and you can see how things are going very well at training, because we weren't privy to that ahead of the Tipperary performance, you know.
It's more frustrating than anything, that you have, I suppose, you've all the hard work done in the winter, a lot of fitness work, and you're trying to get back in, and you're probably putting pressure on yourself to get back into the matches, and you're still not 100%, and you know, you're at that stage, and you're not playing up to your own potential, and you're not doing your teammates any good. So sometimes it can be just better off to just step back, and that's what happened before the Tipperary game. There just wasn't enough time, and you know, I just had to call it a day before that game. It served me better now that I'm fully injury free now, so it's great, and just looking forward to get back in hurling.
Yeah, and I'd say the lads will have some job with team selection this week, because every lad wants to be involved in that starting 15. But as you said, like, the game has gone in such a way now that there'll be roles to be played. Even if you don't start, you might finish a game for all the right reasons.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a match these days now, with the intensity and the pressure that's there. It's a 20-man game. Even outside that, you know, it's really the panel that feeds into the team performance, because it's all the panel members during the weeks that are bringing the intensity to training. So even looking beyond the team, beyond the panel, it's very much the 30 people, 35 people that are in around the panel that, you know, make up, I suppose, how the team will perform on the weekend. And I suppose that's something to be acknowledged, you know.
Daniel, from year to year, this year has been almost a world apart from the way things went for you last year and going through the backdoor route. How different is it being involved in this group this year?
Yeah, there definitely is a change. It's notable in our performances. I suppose everybody seems much more enthused and a lot more energy, a lot more hunger, and I suppose it's been reflected in the performances. I suppose people are buying into the game plan, and everybody is doing their job, working hard, you know. And I suppose there can be all the game plans and systems in the world, but if you're not working hard and you're not hungry, you know, they'll come for nothing. So that's what we've shown against Tipperary and Waterford, that the hunger, work rate, intensity levels were second to none, and I suppose we'll be just looking for a repeat of that Sunday against Clare.
Yeah. And your own club man Pat Ryan, of course, doing the hurling training this year. Your hurling, you know, has really, really come on an awful lot this year.
Yeah, you know, Pat's excellent. I've had him, lucky enough, to, with Sarah's over the last 4 or 5 years as a player and as a coach. He's brilliant. He's been there. He's done that, and he's played at recently as well. You know, I think he stopped playing in 2008, 2009. Even I think he was there in 2010. So he's had a huge impact on the team and on the performances. And you know, we're very lucky to have someone of Pat's calibre involved.
And obviously, it's the retention of a lot of the senior players, but it's the younger players that have come into the team this year, Daniel. Like, how much? Like, I know speaking to Stephen ahead of the Munster launch, ahead of the Munster Championship, he kind of talked about how it was almost like a business, you know, the younger lads reinvigorate things and the older lads kind of help the younger lads along. Like, you know, it seems to be a very good relationship between the two age groups.
Yeah, I suppose any team, you need that balance of youth and experience. And I suppose, like, we have got a young panel, but when they're in with us, we see them as senior players. You know, there's no differentiation between an older fella and a younger fella. They're good enough to play senior hurling. I suppose that's it, really. You know, they've definitely brought a bit of energy, a bit of freshness to the whole thing, and their hurling ability is second to none. So it's definitely had a huge impact. But at the same time, you know, they're Cork senior hurlers, and I suppose that's all we see them as.
Especially, I suppose they backed up the Tipperary performance with your performance against Waterford. But for the younger players in particular, like, did you read Jackie Tyrrell's comment the week beforehand saying, you know, the younger players, Waterford should be talking to them about how they got on their leaving cert? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know that's just an element of the game that isn't often talked about. But the younger guys, you know, they've dealt well with senior hurling.
Yeah, like, you know, they've plenty of steel. You know, they've all played underage with Cork at a high level. They're used to all the goings on of, you know, the game at the highest level. Those fellas don't need to be taught or told how to behave in the field. They're well able to look after themselves, and I'm sure, you know, they'll continue to do that going forward.
Yeah. What did you notice that at the time, or did you hear about it since?
No, I didn't. I kind of stay away from the papers and stuff like that. Just keep my focus on, I suppose, my own game and how the team was preparing and stuff like that. So no, I didn't see those comments. Yeah.
But you have to have noticed, I suppose, the change in kind of the mood around the county since those two performances and back-to-back wins in Munster Championship.
Yeah, even with the minors winning Monday, and there's a huge crowd in at that as well. There's definitely a larger sentiment towards Cork hurling at the moment. I suppose when you're in our bubble, we try to kind of stay out of that, and we're always kind of we're always in a positive headspace anyway, because that, you know, that's where you have to be if you want to perform. So there is a good buzz around the place, and it's hard not to kind of it's hard to ignore that. But I suppose we're always kind of in our own mind frame, so we try to kind of not get too distracted by that.
So Clare is an opposition, I think, particularly for this generation of Cork and Clare hurlers. There's quite a rivalry, the right word, but you've met each other a lot.
Yeah, I suppose we've played a good number of times over the last few years, but I suppose even looking at our team now, we have a lot of new players even since 2013. Mm-hmm. I suppose most of the team weren't involved in all those games going back to 13 and 14. So although we're well acquainted with each other in one sense, in another sense we're not, because there's so many new players, and I suppose it might be the start of something new, but it's not really reflective of the past in one sense of the way, because we've had such a new influx of new players.
So what do you make of Clare this year? You obviously beat them in Páirc Éireann, and you know they've overcome Limerick to get to this point. What do you make of their year?
I suppose they're a good side. Obviously they have a lot of underage success, especially at under 21 level, so they have a lot of players, I suppose, at their prime, and I suppose at the right age to be contesting for Munster and All-Ireland titles. We beat them below in the league in February, but I suppose we played them again in the challenge match further on the year, and you could see they've developed an awful lot since the league game. They're going to be a very good side and a very tough side to beat, and you know, we'll have to bring the same intensity and hunger and more, building on from the Tipperary and Waterford games Sunday, to overcome them.
As an opposition though, like, would you look forward to playing Clare maybe over another, you know, considering Waterford and considering Clare's two different story, and consider the brand of hurling they play, you know?
Yeah, I suppose you could say as well that Clare have changed the way they play a lot as well over the last 2 years, so to be honest we don't really get caught up in what the other teams are doing a lot. We just try to focus on our own game plan and get that right, and bring that to the table and then see what they have, you know. I think when you focus and start focusing on other teams and other systems, it can change so much from one game to another that it's kind of a waste of time, you know. So we just focus on what we do, what we need to improve on, and the good things that we need to keep on doing, and hopefully that will result in a win Sunday.
Yeah, and like you could actually say massive job done in the Waterford game in that sense, and you dictated the way the game would be played. You see a player like Austin Gleeson then coming off, like just showed how things weren't going for Waterford.
Yeah, looking back, I suppose playing against those offensive systems wasn't what a Cork team was good at before, and I suppose that was probably one of the most pleasing aspects in the Waterford game, that we were able to kind of stand up to a defensive type system, stick to our own game plan, and come out with a win and a very good performance. So, you know, again, I suppose our system, it kind of stands up to either an offensive or defensive kind of type of team. So we're happy with that, and we're happy with that going into Sunday.
And when you consider the two groups of forwards and indeed a midfield third that you'll be involved in, like, you know, it's there could be some very entertaining hurling Sunday, at least that's what we all hope.
Yeah, you know, I suppose we have no control of the entertainment of the game. We just go
you don't
out,
care either.
No, we just go out and, you know, I suppose work as hard as we can, implement the game plan and do our job as is expected of us. What's the outcome of that, I don't know, and I suppose it's not something that we're too interested in. Obviously hoping it's a good and entertaining game, but I suppose that will be seen Sunday.
And the appetite for Sunday, you know, and personally, Daniel, how much will you look forward to Semple Stadium and Thurles when it's a full house on Sunday? It's going to be a sellout. It'll be a huge occasion, and especially with the minors as well. Like, it's a big day for Cork hurling.
Yeah, you know, I suppose these days don't come around too often, and when you're younger you can take them for granted, so you know, definitely you'll be trying to soak in some of the atmosphere and build off that, but at the same time not get caught up in the moment. We still want, you know, at the end of the day it's just another game, it's the same as a training session, league game, practice game, you know, you're still doing your job, you're doing all the same things, just on it's just on a bigger stage. So we will try to feed off the energy, definitely, but at the same time just stick to our job and our roles.
And is it the same, because you can do all the sort of kind of extra physical work or extra hurling training, what about the psychological preparation for a big day like a Munster final? Like, how is that different?
I suppose sometimes it can come with experience, just being in those big occasions, learning from, I suppose, what worked for you before, what worked for you, what didn't work for you. And I think we have a lot of the players there have experience of big games. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Munster final. It could be, you know, a school's final. It could be a minor championship game with Cork or their club. You know, it's the same type of energy, just maybe on a bigger stage. So I think all the players are kind of used to that, and you know, it's something that the players will have become used to with the Waterford and Tipperary games as well. You know, so it's nothing that's unfamiliar to us.
And you get that sense off the younger players as well. You know, it's this week, is it they're grand, like?
Yeah, sure. It's you know, as I said, it's no different to Waterford Tipperary, to any other game, any other week. Just all about kind of staying in the moment and not getting too distracted by the occasion. And I think the lads have showed over the last month or two that they're well capable of, I suppose, keeping in control.
And I suppose for different reasons, there was major pressure on the Tipperary game. You were going to play the All-Ireland champions. Then there was pressure on the Waterford game because you wanted to back-to-back performances. So there's a different pressure, but there's been pressure the whole way along.
Yeah, you know, and I suppose to be a good team, you got to learn how to deal with that pressure. It's something that when you're built as, I suppose, when you've put performances together, there's a bit of an expectation to develop another good performance. And I suppose with the Waterford game, there was a bit of an expectation to deliver another performance off the Tipperary game. So I don't think that should affect any of us. And I think that what we've done over the last month or two will help us going into Sunday. And, you know, it's nothing that we're thinking of too much.
Daniel, if there's one thing about Clare on Sunday you'd be fearful of, what would it be? Maybe it's a player, there's some element of their arsenal.
I haven't thought too much into that now, to be honest. I suppose, you know, they've a good attack, and just to be, I suppose, conscious of that, but you know, we haven't looked too much into them at all, really. I suppose just, again, focus on ourselves. Obviously, respect them, respect what they've done. But I suppose looking at Sunday, we're just looking to get our own house in order. And once we can do that, hopefully that will be good enough in the day.
Yeah. And Daniel, not playing this final in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, I suppose, unlike the footballers, you never got the time to really consider playing in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. At least it wasn't a reality like it was for the footballers. But it's disappointing, no doubt, I'm sure.
I suppose it'd be nice to play there, but... You know, at the end of the day, we're playing in a Munster final, and I suppose where it's played is of irrelevance, really. You know, it'll be there thereabouts over the next few months, and hopefully we'll get it out there. But as regards Sunday, you know, that hasn't entered our minds at all.
It's the best of luck to you.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
Cork selector Pat Hartnett, a couple of days out now from the Munster hurling final, and you know, goes without saying, it's great times for Cork hurling.
Well, look, it's nice to be in a final for sure. Look, the players have been doing well, and they're really looking forward to it.
So, yeah, I suppose, look, talk us through how training and things have gone for you. Are you happy with preparation since the Waterford win?
Yeah, we've stuck to the same schedule, really, what we've been doing before each of the championship games to date. And, you know, I think they have a really good core level of fitness built. And they've been superbly coached by Pat Ryan, and Declan O'Sullivan has them in great physical condition. So we've stuck to the same protocol, really, and the same dates. And we'll train again Friday now, and game Sunday.
So it's not broke, don't try and fix it. But at the same time, you try and rise things, I suppose, for what is a Munster final. How do you do that?
Well, I suppose each game is different. But you stick to, you know, we continue to do what we've been doing. And the players have been really responded well in training. And they've obviously responded in the day of the match as well. And it's great to see players doing themselves justice. Mm. And huge credit to the senior players. I mean, I think they've really led, you know, Anthony Nash all the way through to Pat Horgan at 15, Anthony Nash at 1. The whole lot of them. And a credit due to them, really.
And I think it's fair to say, Pat, like, we've seen the seniors going well in their own game. It's filtered down to club hurling. You see the buzz around the minor hurlers and what they're doing. And Dennis Ring very vocal about, I suppose, what impact the seniors have had as well. Like, collectively, it's all up.
Yeah, and look, the miners had a very good win on Monday night, and it's for sure like a rising tide lifts every boat. But I think the senior players are really focused on their own performance, and it's great that there's a feel good factor around. But you know, I think the players are really focused on their own game and what's involved on Sunday. And obviously, the Clare bring a very strong opposition to us. You know, they've won 4 Ireland under 21s since one in 2009, 2012, 13, and 14. And, you know, a lot of them have All-Ireland medals in 2013. So, look, we're under no illusions about Sunday. But at the same time, looking forward to it.
And looking at yourselves, Pat, I suppose you looked for consistency within performances in the league, and then from game to game, you've had two fantastic performances in the Championship, and this is probably a big test of that particular factor.
Sure, it is. And look, the players have done themselves justice, but there was areas in those two games that we needed to improve on as well. You know, we created scores, but we didn't execute them. And as long as we keep creating those opportunities, but we need to take them more. I think, in tighter games, we really take as many chances as we can. But again, credit due to the players, really. They have responded well. Even when the opposition got a goal or a score, we tended to respond immediately. And that, you know, it makes a 2-point goal, really, and that has been great, really, and it's been a great sign of the character of the team. And again, the leaders within, especially the older players, the younger players have done well, but the older players really have laid the foundations. And huge credit to them.
Yeah, you've put up big scores though, Pat, even if you're not happy that the conversion rate is as high as you would like. You've been putting up big scores, and you know, a very open freestyle, very entertaining brand of hurling.
Sure, but you're always hoping to and looking to improve. You're never satisfied on what you've done in the past. And I think the generosity of the forwards as well, and the players, really, the philosophy of like, doesn't matter who gets the credit or doesn't matter who gets the score, as once we score. And I think the players have really, you know, have really embraced that message. And then you can see the way they're playing, and I think the way they're doing themselves justice, and it doesn't matter who gets the block in, doesn't matter who gets the score, doesn't matter, you know, it's whoever's in the best position takes the shot on. And that's been very pleasing.
There's a theme around the team at the moment that perhaps the young players have invigorated the side, but as you've said several times now, you know, the older players as well have, you know, collectively they've really come together this year.
Yeah, the old younger players have done very well. You know, if you're good enough, you're old enough. But I keep harping back, you know, like the unsung heroes, really. The guys down the spine of the team over the years. You know, Damien Cahillane, delight from Mark Ellis, having a great game. Steve McDonald on fire. Bill Cooper being absolutely phenomenal work for us. And obviously the aforementioned forwards. You know, Alan Callaghan, the runs he makes. Pat Horgan, scintillating form. Absolutely. And Seamus Harney back to his best. And, you know, Conor Lennon has been in phenomenal form. So I had all tied in. Every one of the senior players have been performing. Every one of them. And a credit. And then, you know, something, they become the embodiment of the whole philosophy, what we want to do. And the younger players have bought into that as well. And but again, you know, finals are for winning. And it's all about, you know, the last two games won't count for much, really. You know, that got us to a final. But finals are there to be won. And let's hope we can get out and do ourselves justice as well.
And I really appreciate that, Pat, because, you know, after beating Tipperary, there was such a massive high after that game, but straight away it was about how that counts for nothing if you don't beat Waterford, and collectively those two games mean nothing if you don't beat Clare. You know, you've been very measured in your celebration of games.
Yeah, but from the start, I think, even since we talked at the start, you kept everything in context, from the Munster Senior League to the league games. Like, we had a great win against Tip in the National League, and we intentionally trained three times before the Limerick game the following Sunday. So we were slightly flat, but, you know, it was all part, really, of the overall plan. And I think credit due again to Pat Ryan and to Declan O'Sullivan, Pat Ryan's coaching, and Declan O'Sullivan, the condition he's got the lads into. And I think their fitness levels, you can see, but, you know, their hurling levels, they're hurling really the way they're being coached. And real credit to Pat Ryan for that.
How difficult is your job as a selector these days, or is it injuries and concerns around players that will kind of dictate how much change you make?
It's, and you'd always try and pick really who's going well in training. And Conor Sullivan is out now for Sunday. He's been unlucky, he's been ruled out. And, you know, one or two guys are just really back into light running who've been injured. And but you'd always want to try and be fair to guys. Like the first game, there was a different 26 for the second game. And, you know, those going well in training are being picked, and we try to abide by that. And I think what was positive as well is after the games, when the guys went back to their clubs, you could see that they brought that form back to the club hurling as well. And that was positive. You know, they played well for their clubs. Annie Phillip was involved in the inter-county setup. And that makes the job of selector difficult, but I suppose there are problems that you want, really.
Definitely. As regards Conor Lahan, then, he didn't play with Middleton when he went back after leaving the Waterford game, so what's his status this week?
Yeah, he's done very light training, and he got an MRI in his leg, and you know, he's done light training, but he's working under the auspices of Dr. Conn, Dr. Cullum, and Declan O'Sullivan, the physios and stuff. So, but he'll be properly assessed on Friday night, and then we'll see, you know, if he'll feature.
At this stage in the week, would you put a 50-50, 60-40 or anything on it?
On Conor playing?
Yeah.
Well, if he can do himself justice and he's ready to go, he'll be playing, so that'll be assessed then on Friday.
He's become a very, well, he's always been a very important player for Cork, but this year you can really see what he brings to the team in playing open and plays balls.
Yeah, he's done well, but I'd like to say as well that Seamus Harnedy and Patrick Horgan in particular as well have been an absolute scintillating form. And you know, the way they bring each other into the game, to bring the younger guys, and obviously Shane Kingston and Luke Mead and Alan Cadigan for the runs in the May, and also as well the subs that have come on have done very well. You know, Michael Callaghan and Luke O'Farrell have done really well when they come out in the forward line. And look, I mean, it's nice, it's self-fulfilling when you have eight or nine guys good enough to be on the forward line. And that obviously, you know, makes training interesting as well, and makes the selector's job, you know, a bit difficult. But, you know, like I say, if you can pick on form and who's going well in training and for their clubs, and then I think you can stand in front of the group of players and say, look, these are the 26 that are going out this day. And that's the way it's been.
So, Pat, looking at your opposition, Clare, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think they're a fine team. I think if you look at actually the facts behind it, they won All-Ireland 21 2009. They were All-Ireland under 21 champions 2012, 13 and 14. So if we bring that forward, they have a cohort of players with four All-Ireland 21s between the age of 23 and 29. That's a serious pool of players to pick from. So we're under no illusions. Plus, they won the league last year. They're All-Ireland champions 2013. I really think we're up against it on Sunday. And that's based not on emotion, that's based on fact. Allied to that, we played them behind closed doors at the end of April, and they were to behold that night. So we're realistic about what we're... we're really up against it on Sunday, and not saying that just for the sake of saying it, but we're absolutely, you know, aware of what's ahead of us. And we hope to be able to respond to that, obviously.
Hearing from the Clare camp, you know, they've discussed, you know, obviously there's great occasion around playing Cork, and the colour and the support that Cork brings, but what's striking from Clare is the hunger for a Munster final victory with all their success underage. You know, a lot of these players haven't played in a Munster final, you know, at senior level.
We're quite hungry for success as well, so there'll be no shortage of appetite from the Cork point of view. But yeah, we've done well to get there. They've done really well to get there. And so it'll be an interesting game, and there won't be any short of ambition from either side on Sunday.
It's primed to be a very entertaining encounter with the style, the brand of hurling both sides play. It's likely to be open anyway, you'd think.
Well, look, both teams have two good sets of forwards. So, you know, obviously if you're a back, you're trying to minimise the opportunity they get. And obviously the errors we make, the fewer errors the team makes, obviously they tend to win the game. So, it should be an interesting game, especially with the set of forwards that they have.
We got a snapshot on Monday night of what, you know, Sunday could be like. Park Erin, it's 8,000 people. It was brilliant, and Sunday is primed to be the same. It's expected to be a sellout.
Yeah, I was in Turles on Thursday night, and Cork did really, really well to come back into the game. And, you know, I'm delighted for Dennis Ring and his management team there. Real genuine man, and Liam Martin, Johnny Dwyer, and John Martell, and the crew with them there, and delighted for them. And great to see Cork Miners doing itself justice, really, to show that character on Thursday night and then put in a great performance on Monday night in Cork. And, you know, it was, you know, great to see.
Can you feel that change, though, Pat? Like, maybe it's people approaching you in a different way when things are going well now?
Well, realistically, you know, 2 months ago, people wouldn't have been in Cork. You know, what's been said now may not have been said 2 months ago. So it's amazing how a good performance, and I suppose the freedom of their hurling and the standard of the players' hurling, and the way they, you know, the way they've executed the scores when they've come along, and the way they've defended, even the way the forwards have defended and the ball coming out, I think that's really good. And it raises the cockles of the heart, really, when you see it's back to real good. Traditional, maybe not, but the speed of the hurling, you know, skill levels that they're doing, and you know, the way they're executing their scores, and more importantly, that they have the awareness and the spatial awareness of other players around them. And I think it's been a credit to the players, really, the philosophy, like, it doesn't matter who gets the credit as once we score and as once we win. And I think they've really embodied that throughout the way they've played and their attitude to training, and credit again due to all the people involved under the, you know, Kieran's, the umbrella of his managementship, but you know, Pat Ryan's coaching has been excellent, and they're playing the way they're being coached, and the fitness level again, as I said previously, with Declan O'Sullivan. So all credit due to the three.
I remember pre-Munster Championship talking to Dermot, and you know, obviously I said the same thing to him, wouldn't expect you to speak for the management team, but personally, how much are you enjoying your role with Cork at the moment, given the way things are going, and the challenge you have on Sunday?
Well, look, there's only a certain length of time and everything, really, but it's been, you know, it's been a very interesting year and a half. But it's nice to see a team progressing, for sure. Cork are improving, and they're a young team. The average age of the panel is 24 years and 6 months, something like that. And so, look, Cork are improving, and that's positive. And, you know, if we can take another step on Sunday, that'll do everyone good.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa.